finally, we've got definitely not secretly Glennie doing Dr. Villainy.
You finally made it. Definitely not secretly eliminated.
It's Dr. Villainy.
You're not even a real doctor. It's a doctor in the fitness administration.
You ran those Hardee's franchises into the ground.
This was a bad year for biscuits.
How have you been tracking the rankings up here in real time?
My latest evil invention allows me to read your brain waves from over 500 miles away.
Really?
No, I have a cell phone, you DNS lookup failure.
These insults are getting more and more tortured.
It's not as tortured as your blues rock concussion anthem line dance.
I didn't realize when I was listening to the song, but Dr. Villainy's got three N's in it. Like,
Glennie. Yep. Wah, wah. I love the evil Dr. Villainy. To my ear, he sounds like that robot chicken Skeletor. I don't know if you've ever seen the robot chickens that have Skeletor in them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Man. Which, you know, it makes me laugh every time. I love the way he taunts the band. Like, this time it was definitely not secretly eliminated.
It makes me laugh every time.
I know, right? I think last time it was definitely not secretly losers. I mean, these sketches are totally inside baseball, but I still enjoy the heck out of them. I also...
Well, I mean, the other thing is they were definitely not secretly losers because they only got second place out of 33 songs. So, yeah, that's hilarious.
I also love that he called the guitar slide uninspired drivel. No. Which is, oh my god, it's just, I like the word drivel a lot. And he noted that the jerks hated it, even though we apparently love meta, so.
Yeah, we called us out.
Yep.
There was this one time, back in COVID times again, where I've got a greyhound. So my dog walks up to the bed, opens his mouth, and says, hello. But okay. In a ghostly dog voice. And it reminds me very much of Glennie, or not Glennie, or whoever it is going, Glennie. In this song. Yeah. Yeah, thought it was fun.
Yeah. It was definitely very, very impressive and kind of funny. And I'm not sure it's any worse than Spin Town, though, when it goes right down to it. Though I am dying to hear how they resolve the cliffhanger, because it's a hell of a cliffhanger, right? It just cuts out after everybody's gasping after they've unmasked somebody.
Yeah, someone got unmasked, and we're not sure who.
Yeah, yeah. So
to be continued.
I'm looking forward to the last chapter of the story.
Yeah, yeah. Round 4. Wrap it all up.